We do have a Democratic congressman with us. Javier Becerra is from California. He represents a district in the L.A. area. He's also vice chair of the House Democratic Congress Caucus. The question, I guess, as you said before, is do we get a public option or do we drop it? There's been a lot of noise about this, and this is what we heard from Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius.
What we don't know is exactly what the Senate Finance Committee is likely to come up with. They've been more focused on a not-for-profit co-op as a competitor as opposed to a straight government-run program. And I think what's important is choice and competition. And I'm convinced at the end of the day the plan will have both of those. But that is not the essential element.
So, Javier Becerra, you have come out very strong in favor of a public option. Are you willing to compromise on it?
Celeste, I think if you're looking to have meaningful reform of our healthcare system, you can't just put the current broken system on steroids by pumping more money into a private insurance system that has led a lot of people to have to drop their coverage because they can't afford it or never be able to get on in the first place. The only way you have real competition, which will keep prices down, is to have a real competitor in the market with those private for-profit insurers, and that would be a public option like Medicare.
But do you realistically at this point feel like you can get something passed with a public option included?
Oh, sure, because as you just said, it's just one option. No one has to select that option, just like no one has to select Blue Cross or Aetna as their choice. No one's being forced to go to any particular private insurer. No one would be forced to go to any public option plan. People would get to choose. Why government would want to limit the consumer's choices by immediately restricting the number of options out there is beyond me.
But the question isn't how the consumers will accept it once the bill has been passed, whether or not they'll be happy with their choices or not. The question is, can you get the 60 votes that you need? Can you bring a Republican into the fold or your two moderates in your independents? Can you get the votes that you need?
I think if they were made to understand what the public is beginning to understand, that the public's choices are being limited by those who are saying we must not have a public option in this reform bill. If that becomes the case, I think more and more we'll see members of Congress voting in favor of reform that would include any number of options and then let the consumers decide.
Well, Congressman, though, it seems like the numbers are going in the other direction for you. You represent the district in Southern California in the L.A. area and 31st Congressional District. But broadly speaking, most people, 51%, are opposed to what they think of as Obama's plan for health care reform. And all the reporting seems to suggest that whatever the House passes, if it has a public option, the Senate will pass something without a public option. And in the conference committee, public option is going to be stripped away. Obama has walked away from you, it appears.
Well, I don't agree. I believe the president is fighting hard to get reform passed. But he himself has said to make this meaningful reform, you have to include competition that will give people choices and keep costs down. You can't do that if you don't have inserted into this reform a real plan that will compete and force others to compete to try to get business from the consumer at the best price.
But if you end up with a health care plan that does not include the public option, will you break with the president?
Well, I don't think the president has yet broken away from having a public option, but it would be difficult for me to believe that you can have meaningful reform of the system that'll bring the prices down and help provide coverage to all Americans who don't have it unless you have the options out there that really would create that competition. Why we would want to restrict people's choices makes no sense.
I assume that many of your views on health care reform are informed by your wife and her experience. She's an obstetrician, is that correct?
Oh, OBGYN, yes.
And she has probably helped you to understand kind of from the grassroots level exactly how the health care reform may affect your constituents. Are you hearing from the people of Los Angeles that they support the public option mostly?
I just did a telephone town hall the 4th of the month for me, and in asking the question about the public option like Medicare, about 70% of those who were on the line, it was not scientific, of course, it was those who were on the line, and I had some about 3,000 to 4,000 on the line at any given time, had said that they would support or wanted to see a public option within this reform.
Okay, Javier Becerra, very, very quickly, have you heard from the president details about the framework of his plan during this recess?
I spoke to him last week. We spoke for about a half hour, and he told me more about his principles and his goals and how he was hoping to get the support of members of Congress. We had a good conversation, and I believe what he's doing is trying to work as hard as he can to get as many members as possible to get on behind a reform effort that will be bought and sold by the Congress to the American people so that we can get moving forward with a reform that gets everyone into
Javier health care. Javier Becerra is a congressman from California, vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.